Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, why do I do that every week? The last 2 weeks in a row, I start off with, I'm so used to doing the and we're live, folks. Oh, well, that's all right. I'm so used to doing the travel deal up front. Anyway.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney foodie, park enthusiast, travel expert, and enjoying black raspberry LaCroix. This is pretty good. Sparkling water.
It's a favorite of Robert Downey Jr.'s, actually.
And, really?
Yes. Yeah, on set all the time for the Avengers movies. Just for him. I'm Al John Goh, lifelong Marvel, Disney, and Star Wars fan, also known as Fulcrum, recording today's podcast as I do every week. Joined by...
And I'm Kat. Experiential producer, film historian, diplomatic immunity in 46 countries, including Puerto Rico. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. We're still talking about the greatest time of the year, y'all. But we're going to talk a little bit about some cruise ship news and, of course, September and October being Latin American Heritage Month, Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month. So we'll get to that. Last week, we talked a little bit more about Halloween, as we will continue to do, I'm sure. If you haven't already gone back and listened to it, be sure to do that because we're hilarious. You won't regret it.
We tried. Sometimes we are without even trying.
Yeah.
But this merch for Halloween at Walt Disney World looks... pretty awesome.
Well, over at the Oogie Boogie Bash in California, though, they have the Nightmare Before Christmas Zero that you can get. So they've got popcorn buckets and sippers. Also, the other one that they have is a Minnie Mouse Hocus Pocus, and it's a dressed up sipper. It looks like, is it Winifred? Isn't that her name? Yes.
There you go.
I want the glowing Zero anniversary.
So cute.
Yeah. The merch is always on point.
That I want.
Yeah. And special merch there at Walt Disney World Resort. They have a bunch of really cool stuff. In fact, they have this, it looks like a tumbler with Halloween Mickey dressed up like Count Mickey. They've got this other type of
coffee mug,
which has kind of got this nice metallic glow, which I like. I like the metallic look of it because it's all the festive Halloween colors with this nice teal and purple, greens and blues, which is
makes
really
me
neat.
Haunted Mansion-y.
Haunted Mansion-like, yes, and I do like that. Also have spirit jerseys here for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, as well as a bunch of Halloween Mickey themed shirts, tie-dye shirts that they normally have, graphic tees, which are nice. Joffrey's Coffee offering up a villains line of coffees. Kristen?
Yes, they've got the three. But what I was going to say is you can get two of the Joffrey's, two or three I've seen of the Joffrey's Halloween coffees over at TJ Maxx.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes. TJ Maxx carries
They've carried Disney Park copies. One has
Mickey and Minnie on it. Yeah, pretty much anytime they have like a specialty coffee, there's ones you can get over at TJ Maxx.
Oh, how about cool. that?
Nice. Some, but I'll tell you what I really want.
What do you really, really want?
Is over at World of Disney is this Hades canteen.
Nice. After this, we'll show the fine folks. Yeah, we'll show the fine folks all this merch here from Disney, which will be nice.
I'm really wanting that. With Hades, it's just so hot, so cool. I love it.
You're a Hades fan.
I am a Hades fan, and you never get Hades merch. I'm like, I need it.
I was going to say, if you can look up at this webcam, you'll see our Hades.
Oh, yeah.
They're at the very top, which we used to be able to show off, but. It's too difficult now to show off.
Well, the cat knocked it off. That's why we moved it. Oh. Remember?
Yes, I remember. Yes. There you go. Now we can see.
Yes, I think we're going to have to stop by when we're there and see if they still have any of those left. Yes.
For sure.
So we Not that I need it anymore.
Hey, cat, looks like we have some jewelry here.
Yeah, Pandora. Is having some Halloween themed jewelry charms of the High Up Box Ghost, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and a pumpkin, Jack-o'-lantern Mickey, and of course Zero on his little dog house.
Right.
They have those Disney Springs and other shopping destinations throughout Walt Disney World. It's not in this little section. Oh, yes, it is. The Hatbox Ghost is here. They have this also at Disneyland. I saw them when I was there a couple weekends ago.
Very cool.
So if you're on the West Coast, you can also grab these. Over on Shop Disney, if you're not local and you want to cop some of this merchandise, they have all this Hocus Pocus stuff, bags, T-shirts, hoodies, ears. A Lego set from the original Hocus Pocus. You can build the Sanderson sisters' cottage.
Oh.
And of course, Nightmare Before Christmas, nonstop Nightmare Before Christmas from now until Christmas. They have spirit jerseys, the countdown to Christmas clock, and this adorable Jack Skellington munchling.
The cinnamon cupcake.
I probably need this.
Yeah.
He's so stupid. I love him.
Yes, I need it.
Fun. They're fun.
Yes.
Ugh. I can't help but want all of them. I want every munchling. Yes.
I want them all. I
need to have all of them.
I said to myself, I'm going to buy one. And if it's not, if it's the baked potato Mickey, I can't have any other ones. It was the baked potato Mickey.
No.
And I have stuck to my guns. I have not bought another one.
Oh my gosh.
So didn't we get you a munchling when we were there a few months ago?
No, I bought I have the ears, but then I had bought the Figment, where he's the fig bar.
The pastry.
Oh yeah. The pastry, yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I tell you what I'm obsessed about after this new merch is the Haunted Mansion. It looks like a throw blanket and a pillow with the different tapestries that are in the stretching room. Wow, that looks cool. The blanket looks like the wallpaper in the ghost room.
Oh, it's weighted.
Oh, it's a weighted? Oh, nice.
I love a weighted blanket.
The Thunder shirt for adults.
Yes.
I'll tell you, if I had a mansion, I would have to have one of the spare bedrooms be totally haunted mansion themed.
Yeah.
I'd love the haunted mansion wallpaper to just be on one side of my office here in my studio. It would be amazing. Anyway. you know what, come Haunted Mansion time, we'll have to get the purple and teal lighting fixtures here for the, not the fixtures, but the LED for the background here.
Oh yeah,
you know, get some smoke machines, all the good stuff.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I'll tell you, also I'm also obsessed with this Haunted Mansion what is it, the sketchbook ornament that lights up, Doom Buggy.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's got all three of the Hitchhiking Ghosts in there as well. Wow, it's a lot of great merch here. While I share this screen to maybe
you know,
share this,
I want that countdown days to Christmas for the Nightmare Before Christmas one.
Right there.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I like that a lot. There's the month here. And there's the throw blanket and pillow from Haunted Mansion, along with.
I can't see what you're showing. Oh, should I be able to see it?
Yes. You can now.
Better. Now I can.
Yeah. So here we are. The ear hat from Haunted Mansion, looking like the eyes from the ghost wall there. Ghoul room.
That looks cool.
There's the ornament.
Global the Munchling. Ornament. Show the Munchling.
Munchling. Okay, the Munchling. There's the Munchling.
Oh,
I love him.
There's the countdown to Christmas Haunted Mansion clock.
That's just so cool looking.
Which is nice. There's the Lego set. You know, I love the Lego sets because they're small enough to be geeky and put together and everything.
Yes.
They don't take up so much room. Like, you know, the Star Wars 3 3/4 inch figures. They're big and the vehicles are big and everything. I collected those when I was a kid, but Legos, I could totally go crazy on Legos. I
remember when Natalie bought the Death Star for Connor to put together.
Yeah.
Huge. It's enormous.
Enormous. It's like, just, it was what, $400, something like that?
I have an itty bitty Millennium Falcon and I just got the itty bitty N1 Starfighter for my desk.
Oh, I love it.
Of Lego. I was very happy with those.
I love it.
Lots of lounge fly, lots of,
yeah. It's good stuff. I love the Halloween merch. Just another reason to go shopping at the parks.
Truth.
So we saw this video leading up to this new article for the Disney Treasure.
Yes, if you have not paid much attention to Disney news in the past week, you missed out on them announcing the details to the Disney Treasure. And you can find on YouTube I believe it's 23 minute video that tells you all about it. It looks amazing.
It does look nice.
I will say one of the coolest things that's going to be on that ship is going to be Plaza de Coco, and it's going to be Disney Cruise Line's first theatrical dining experience, all based on Coco.
Amazing.
So
they have the mariachis, they have who else? Miguel,
yes,
along with the rest of the Abuelita and the rest of his parents and everybody there. So that is great. Coco is one of my favorites, and it's one of the favorites of the kids, so that's gonna be great. Who doesn't love a good mariachi band, right?
I will say this is going to be one of the dining experiences you get to do twice.
Ooh.
So the first night is when you have his parents. The second night is when he meets his great-great-grandparents. Ooh. So Hector and Mama Imelda, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. They'll be celebrating Dia de los Muertos. That's amazing.
I love that.
Yes. That's
so cool.
The other cool thing they showed was the new little sweet shop.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like an ice cream parlor, but it's got, it's Zootopia themed.
Yeah, Jumbo's Treats.
Yes.
Which is great.
So it has a very Victorian look, like you see on Main Street. But then you have Officer Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde. They're going to have more than 35 flavors of handmade gelato and ice cream and sorbets. They have specialty treats, candies, and so much more that you'll be able to enjoy there as well.
You know, they got to sell popsicles there, turnip popsicles or whatever they had there at Zootopia.
Oh, right?
Judy Hopps busted that?
Yeah, popsicles.
Yeah, that's right. Popsicles with a paw. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if they.
I can't remember what the flavor was.
If it was turnip or something. I don't know. But this is what I'm most excited about, though, is the Skipper Society. It is a lounge near the Grand Hall that pays homage to the Jungle Cruise, which is awesome. So all the great camp style furniture furnishings. And of course, they have dry witted skippers there moving around right there with a monkey shaped chandelier. But just, I don't know. I really like what they've done with this.
I like theming. How the foliage they have in the ceiling.
Yes. Yes. It's great. So, and we'll show some images here as we wrap up this particular segment. But
then they're also going to have Periscope Pub. And that is going to be inspired by 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I like the steampunk look.
Yes.
Nice. So we'll also have some craft beers and brews. Let's see, Light Bites. That's nice.
Oh, I will say in the video when they did the previous place we were talking about.
Skipper.
This place, like
Skipper Society. Yeah. Yes. They brought him out a cocktail, smoked cocktail in a box.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Really cool.
Kat, do you want to talk about this? About the rest of the theming there?
Yeah, of course. So there's also going to be a Tomorrow Tower Suite, which will capture the mindset that inspired Walt Disney World's Resort Theme Park Epcot with energetic design. It's over 2,000 square feet of living space and comfortably sleeps 8. Wow. Also, of course, every ship has their icon characters, and the Grand Hall of the Disney Treasure will be themed and feature characters from Aladdin.
Imagine that.
Yes. Which I love. It's the first time that it's been more than one character as the main character, which we love. Off the Grand Hall, there will be 2 walk-up cafes that will serve coffee, tea, specialty beverages, and snacks themed after one Moana and the second Mulan.
Nice.
And this is for me. I'm glad that we saved this to the end for me specifically. Hey Hey Cafe. Hey Hey Cafe is going to echo the scallops, seashells, and reflective blue waters of the storytelled Pacific Isle of Motunui as portrayed in Moana. And the Jade Cricket Cafe, inspired by Disney's Mulan, will honor the Fa family's lucky cricket, Cricky, who will be represented by a jade sculpture on the bar top.
Wonderful.
I love it. In addition to all of that, Sarabi, a central hub for a multitude of daytime activities and adult exclusive evening entertainment, will evoke the natural beauty and openness of the savannah, where the namesake comes from, the lioness matriarch from Disney's Lion King. And of course, Disney's Cruise Line's attraction at sea, Aquamouse, Curse of the Golden Egg, will plunge guests into the world of Mickey Mouse animated shorts. Suspended high above the upper decks, powerful jets will propel 2-person ride vehicles through 760 feet of winding tubes, offering breathtaking views of the ocean and the ship below.
Wow.
This probably will...
If what? I put a coaster on the ship.
I know, right? I love it. It's inspired by an all-new storyline that follows Mickey and Minnie Mouse on a zany misadventure into an ancient temple for a glimpse of the legendary treasure within.
Nice.
So lots happening on the Disney Treasure.
Yeah. The other 2 family dining rotations are going to include Worlds of Marvel and 1923. And then there's going to be the Rose Palo Steakhouse and Enchanté by Chef Arnaud Lalaman. I think is how it's pronounced. So that is going to be your adult dining restaurants. And it says they're going to continue to wow adults with exceptional views, gourmet meals, and tantalizing beverages. The Disney Treasure will embark on its maiden voyage, a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise from Port Canaveral, December 21st of 2024. So you will be able to take an inaugural cruise over
seven Christmas. Nights. Yes. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so they're going to do Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises. And those you can start booking as of September 12th.
With Kristen.
If you are a Disney Cruise Line Castaway Club member. And then for everybody else, September 20th. So yes, if you want to do this, call me. Email me.
I love it.
I'm excited. Right now, I'm just really excited about cruises. I've been watching way too many cruise videos. I've been watching so many on the ship that we're going to be taking later this year, which is Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. But then Norwegian Cruise Line has launched a new type of ship for itself with completely different interior designing and everything. Like, it is amazing looking, very different from its other older ships, but it's called Viva. So they've got the Prima and Viva, and they both look like they're taking a step up with their like style of cruising. So I've been watching those, and oh yeah.
Well, they're that is nice. I think the cruise industry is looking to step it up as a whole, as more of these mega ships are being released. It looks amazing. I mean, people want to get out, they want to enjoy themselves. And here's a picture now of the new Aquamouse kind of indoor tube style thrill adventure, semi-thrill, family thrill adventure, if you will, with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, which is neat. And the stage shows that they're having as well, they're going to have kind of the homage to the live action version of Beauty and the Beast by the look of things. The video kind of illustrates the projection technology they're using for Mrs. Potts and different things like that. Of course, the crew of the Treasure here with Captain Minnie and the rest of the gang all dressed up, and looks like they have some great musicians and pirate themed bands and things of that nature. So that just looks really amazing. I'm really looking forward to seeing this in person at some point with the kids and going on a Disney cruise. And look at how nice this is with the cast of characters of Aladdin there welcoming you to the Treasure there.
Very pretty.
The promenade looks really, really cool.
I like all the blues and greens.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Look at the Skipper Society. That looks like an amazing place to hang. So yeah, I mean, what's not to like about this? I don't know. But I tell you what I do like is saving the money. Don't you like that idea?
Money, money, money.
Don't you like that idea?
Yes, I like saving money because saving money means more money for me to spend on souvenirs.
This is true. Well, not only can you book your next Disney Cruise Line adventure on the new Disney Treasure as bookings start to open, Kristen's happy to help you with that, but also save time and money this holiday season. Kristen, tell us about the latest and greatest Disney travel deal.
Oh yes, this one just launched. It is going to be a Disney dining promo card deal. So for arrivals most nights, October 27th to November 1st, November 25th to November 29th, and December 9th to December 25th of this year. And then next year, for most Sunday to Tuesday nights, January 9th through March 5th of 2024, this is a room ticket and dining card package. So you have to book a non-discounted 5-night, 4-day vacation package. So that is both your resort and your theme park tickets. But if you are booking a deluxe or a deluxe villa, you can get up to $1,000 in that Disney dining promo card promotion. But it does include the moderates and the values as well.
I like the idea of the Disney dining promo card. So the more you spend, the more you get back.
Yeah.
Which is great, right? But I mean, it's great that they have these scaling discounts for booking the entire package. So, Kristen, where can people take advantage of this Disney Dining promo card deal or book their next Adventures by Disney or Disney Cruise Line adventure?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Love it. Love it. Another thing we love.
Foodie guides.
Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month. And yay. Hey, Kat, why don't you tell us all about it?
Okay, let's start at Disney Resort Hotels and Walt Disney World. Over at the Boardwalk. So this is going from September 15th through October 15th. These are dishes and items that might be available all the time. We'll let you know if there's a change up. But these are available. This is available September 15th through October 15th at the Boardwalk Deli, the Guava and Cheese Quesito. Puff pastry filled with guava paste, cream cheese, and glazed with a honey syrup. Yes, please. At the Caribbean Beach Resort at Centertown Market, currently available, you can get the Arroz Mamposteo, crispy pork carnitas with Spanish-style rice and beans, available at the following locations. No, it's available at Centertown Market. That's weird. But it is inspired by Chef Ludi's Puerto Rican heritage. So she's proud to share her family recipe with all of you. At Contemporary Resort at Contempo Cafe, the September 15th through the October 15th, you could try the Coco Sweet Bread, which is not actually sweet bread, but is a sweet bread. Sweet dough filled with cinnamon spice custard topped with cocoa decor.
Mmm.
At Coronado Springs Resort at Three Bridges Bar and Grill at Villa del Lago, September 15th through October 15th, you could try the Basque Cheesecake. Basque cheesecake with graham cracker crumbs and chocolate garnishes on top of an orange caramel sauce and strawberry lime macerated berries. That one's new. Over at Toledo Tapas Steak and Seafood, Parrillada de Cerdo Mixta. Chuleta con con Iberico Secret de Bayota, Butifarra sausage, Romesco sauce, cow cuts, manchego dusted potatoes, and salsa verde.
Wow.
Mm.
Starting September 15th. Chef Chris, a native of Bayamon, Puerto Rico, was inspired by Parrillada, an event where his family gets together to grill different types of meat cuts, sausages, and vegetables.
Interesting.
Looks
good. I love that. You can also try the Basque cheesecake here. This simple and creamy cheesecake variation is known as tarta de queso in Spain, or gatza tarta in native Basque. A local specialty at the Vina Bar in San Sebastian, the crustless Basque cheesecake is baked at a high temperature, which leaves the outside firm and dark while the inside center remains gooey.
Nice.
That sounds delicious.
It certainly does.
Kristen, tell us about the Grand Floridian.
Over at Citricose, you have the braised pork pancetta al piblo.
Pibil. Yep.
Ají amarillo, sweet plantain puree, pickled peaches, and pipián verde. Chef Andreas moved to the United States from Mexico City in 2006. At this time, he didn't speak English and secured a role as a dishwasher, where he found a passion for being in the kitchen that inspired him to attend culinary school. After graduating, he was hired by Disney and had since worked on the culinary team at Victoria and Albert's, Enchanted Rose, and Citricose. The braised pork features Berkshire pork belly with Chef Andreas' play on chiquita pibil. Why am I having problems?
Chiquita pibil.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. In traditional Yucatec Mayan slow roasted pork dish from the Yucatan Peninsula. This version features sour orange, annatto, pipián verde, plantains, and the ají amarillo pepper from Peru. It also incorporates corn, a traditional ingredient of the dish, through the corn ash garnish, and includes a nod to Florida with pickled Florida peaches. This dish was designed to perfectly pair with the La Rosa, La Piña, y El Mezcal beverage crafted by Citrico's proprietor, Rafael. Wow, was that a lot to say?
Looks impressive, though.
Yes. Over at Gasparilla Island Grill, you can get the cocoa skeleton bone pastry, a bone-shaped pastry filled with dulce de leche, Bavarian cream coated with white and dark chocolate, and a cocoa image. At Old Key West, Goods Food to Go, you can get the Bruno's Vision Cake, Tres Leche Vanilla Cake, Dulce de Leche, Whipped Cream, and Sugar Vision Shards. Al John, over at the Artist Palette, what do they have there?
Well, yeah, but, well, before we roll into that, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here because you got to take a look at some of these things right here. So, look at that. So here looks like, hold on a second. I can't move that. The Vision Cake. Mm-hmm. You know, shards there.
It's cute.
Yeah. I mean, it's all good, right? It's all good. It's fun. It's happening.
Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have seen some like image kind of put on it when they like shattered it and then put it in, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Like maybe Mirabelle or something.
Exactly.
They don't need the whole scene that's in the movie on the vision, but you know, maybe like a vision of a character.
Yes. Okay. So
it's the edges of the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So where do we leave off here?
Saratoga Springs.
Yes. It's Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa. They've got over at Artist Palette available from the 15th through October 15th. Lechon asado, which is roasted Cuban pork with white rice, black beans, topped with pickled onions and cilantro. And behind the scenes, Chef Enrique is both Puerto Rican and of Cuban descent. And roasted pork is a huge staple on both sides of his family, as food is part of the gatherings in Hispanic cultures. I can relate to that, being Filipino. One Sunday month, the chef would have family dinner. His uncle would allow him to taste everything he made while he was preparing each item. Lechon asado was always Chef Enrique's favorite dish. Now, I love lechon. While his uncle prepared the rest of the meal, Chef would prep and cook the lechon asado. His uncle, who inspired him to become a chef, he learned how so much about his culture through him. In an honor of Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month, Chef wanted to prepare the dish that started it all for him. Although there are so many more amazing Cuban dishes, the lechon will always bring him back home. And of course, the Bruno's Vision Cake that we talked to earlier. Nice. At On the Rocks Pool Bar and Paddock Grill, they've got the non-alcoholic frozen cojito, which is the non-alcoholic cojito with chocolate edition. And they also have the leaded version of that with the classic Selva Rey chocolate rum cojito with a little chocolate as well. So that looks good. And then the
isn't
coordinator.
Isn't it coquito?
Coquito. Isn't that what I said?
No.
What did I say?
Cojito.
Oh, coquito. Yeah, coquito. I'm sorry. Coquito. Sorry. Every week I butcher something. Coordinator Stephanie at Disney Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa was inspired by her family recipes from Puerto Rico. Very nice.
We need to speak like multiple languages to do
that. I wish I could get away with that. Even my Tagalog sucks. Okay, now Kat, over at the various resort and pool bars, what do we have?
Of course. So you could get a spicy paloma, which is Terramana Blanco tequila, Hella Cocktail Co. smoked chili bitters, a grapefruit soda, and chili with a chili lime rim. You could also try the pollo guisado, which is braised chicken, carrots, olives, jasmine rice, sweet plantains, and fried garlic cilantro, available at the following locations. World Premier Food Court, Intermission Food Court, and Zone Food Court, Landscape of Flavors, Everything Pop Shopping and Dining. You could also try the Passion Fruit Tres Leches with a Guava Mickey. Also available at the World Premier Food Court, Intermission Food Court, End Zone Food Court, Center Town Market, Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory, and Riverside Mills Food Court. Various Walt Disney World table service restaurants will also feature La Rosa, La Piña, y La Mezcal, Siete Misterios Mezcal, Aperol Liquor, Seedlip Garden 108, Pineapple Lime, and Guajillo Syrup, garnished with a rose sugar rim. This looks and sounds delicious.
Oof.
It is beautiful.
Los Siete Misterios Mezcal was developed by two native Mexican brothers looking to preserve the traditional mezcal production methods that were passed down through generations. Citrico's proprietor Rafael celebrates this story in his own Venezuelan roots with this elevated signature cocktail that you can find at Gico, Sanaa, Sanaa Lounge, Citrico's, Enchanted Rose, Grand Floridian Cafe, Narcosis, Topolino's Terrace, and the Turf Club Bar and Grill. Nice. Not to be left out, at Vero Beach Resort and Winds and Waves Grill, you can also find the Lechon Asado, roasted Cuban pork with white rice, black beans, topped with pickled onions and cilantro. Mm-hmm. What's happening at Epcot, Kristen?
Can you put it up there for me?
No.
Ah!
Ruining my vibe, girl.
I'm sorry. Ah!
Like trying to get the graphics in here and get, I don't, you know, it really sucks. You have two monitors, an extra wide monitor and a normal monitor, and you can't fit everything you need.
Nope.
First.
Never. You will never have enough screen space. There's
first
no
world,
such thing.
First world problems.
Elote, sweet corn on the cob with chipotle aioli, queso cojito, and chili lime powder. You also have at La Hacienda de San Angel the Tayuda.
So you have the Oaxacan?
Oaxacan.
Oaxacan. Oaxacan. That's how you Oaxacan.
Say it. Tostado, barbacoa, beef, chipotle black beans, chorizo, Mexican sour cream, and pickled onions. There's also the Paloma, Corrado Blanco tequila, Fever Tree grapefruit soda, fresh lime juice, and chili lime powder rim. The Regal Eagle Smokehouse craft drafts and barbecue. Currently, this is available at the outdoor bar only, but they have a frozen classic strawberry daiquiri with Thomas to rum and strawberry and lime.
That was a stretch.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
San Angel Inn has the Paloma that I mentioned earlier. At Sunshine Seasons, you have the Birria Tacos with beef, Monterey Jack, onions, cilantro, and lime, served with consomme. It is gluten and wheat friendly. Birria is a traditional Mexican dish from Jalisco, which is where sous chef Veronica's family is from. This dish is typically made with goat or beef and dried chili peppers and served as a stew with meat, broth, onion, cilantro, lime, and fresh corn tortillas. Beer is a dish that is usually served on special occasions like birthdays and during the holidays. Over the last couple of years, beer has become very popular, especially the queso birra, which consists of a corn tortilla, cheese, birra, and served with consomme, onion, cilantro, and lime.
Yes, please.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And here we go, making the little stretch again with Brazil. I think we could skip that. We can just mention Brazil at Epcot. Of course, it's food and wine. So that would be on the list. Connections Eatery, Dory Food and Wine has a margarita. Flavors from Fire, again, Epcot Food and Wine. You got chimichurri steak. You've got chilaquiles. The fry basket has adobo. Yuca fries. Aljon, I'll let you go.
What, where at? Mexico?
Mexico. You can just briefly mention that.
So,
Mexico as a whole, right there. You just take
Mexico
it, right?
As a whole. Also, as
Mexico.
So they'll celebrate with tostada de carnes.
You don't need to. We don't need to go into that.
Well, what do you want me to go into?
You're not going into it. You're just going to mention.
Why don't you just knock it off? Go ahead. Do
fine.
It.
I got
just
it.
Just do it. Tell me what you want to say.
Just
Mexico. Can I leave? I can leave.
That's all right. Merry
for couple. Food and Wine, Shimmering Sips has the guava cake. Aljon.
We've moved on.
Anything else?
Disney's Hollywood Studios. Go to all ABC right. Commissary for us.
Go to ABC Commissary.
Go.
Pick up some pork tacos, which are the pork carnitas on flour tortillas, avocado salsa verdes, Mexican rice, black beans, topped with pork and queso fresco. Also have shrimp tacos, sauteed shrimp on flour tortillas, black cabbage, topped with cabbage slaw, chipotle mayonnaise, and mango salsa, served with Mexican rice, black beans, and topped with pork queso fresco. They also have a watermelon margarita with Patron silver tequila, watermelon sweet and sour, and lime juice. Yum. Over there at Backlot Express, they have the ever-loving Cuban sandwich. You know it. You love it. It hails from communities of Tampa and Miami circa 1900. The Cuban sandwich has become a staple of Cuban American cuisine. Typically features pressed Cuban bread, ham, pork, Swiss cheese, yellow mustard, and pickles, which is a typical Cuban, which I love so much.
I do too, because I'm all about Swiss cheese, yellow mustard, pickles.
I love being a good Cuban sandwich.
Mm-hmm. One of everything.
And a Cuban cigar, but not at the same time, and definitely not here at Disney. Baseline Tap House, they got a michelada, which is Golden Road State Cerveza, tomato clam juice, Worcestershire sauce, hot sauce, and chili lime seasoning.
That's a real michelada.
If you love the real michelada, then there you go. Over at Epic Eats, they got the mango chamoy funnel cake. Oh, wow. They got Dole Whip mango with chamoy mango puree, chili lime seasoning served on a funnel cake.
If I could have a funnel cake, it would be this one.
It would, because it has your favorite chamoy.
I love chamoy.
You know, it's like you have to ring a bell every time we say say chamoy here, or rum chata for Kristen.
Yes.
There's a lot of things we need.
There's like, if you're,
it would just be a ringing bell podcast. Nobody,
I know, it's like ringing the bell. Everybody has their own. I'll give you a guess as what mine is, and we'll just see what happens. Rosie's All American Cafe also has a Tres Leches whipped cream, Tres Leches with whipped cream topping, strawberry candy rocks, and an Encanto white chocolate coin. Wow. That's a lot. I was going to show a lot of pictures, but a lot of this is from Food and Wine, so I think I'll digress. Kristen, what's over there at Animal Kingdom?
What about Cat?
Oh, I'm sorry, Cat. Go ahead.
I can wait. It's fine. I don't mind.
No, okay. Hey, Cat, go ahead.
Okay. At Creature Comforts, you can get the pink Tres Leches cake, which is vanilla cake soaked with three milks, sweetened condensed milk, evaporated milk, and whole milk, on top with cinnamon sugar, whipped cream, and sugar flowers. It's very pretty. At the Dawa Bar, my favorite bar, you can get the prickly pear margarita. Why am I not going to Florida this? Why? Corazon tequila, Bowles triple sec 30 proof liqueur, sour and desert pear syrup. Yum. It makes me very happy that so many places have birria now. It's so weird, but I love it. Yeah. At Nomad Lounge, you can get, and Tiffin's, you can get birria tacos, braised beef and ancho and guajillo chilies, Oaxaca cheese, lime, and cilantro. You can also try the budin de pan, which is Argentinian bread pudding, cognac raisins, dulce de leche, and rum raisin ice cream. Yes, please. Or you could try the Agua de Valencia, which is Kettle One vodka, Bombay Sapphire gin, Toso Brut sparkling wine, Vanderhum tangerine liqueur, blood orange juice, and guava.
I'll try that.
That sounds good, too. Over at Pizza Far, you can grab the Encanto Cupcake, which is vanilla cake, guava, and dulce de leche filling, vanilla frosting, white chocolate Encanto decoration, milk chocolate leaves, and crispy pearls. Restaurantosaurus will be serving the Cuban sandwich, roasted lechon, sliced ham, Swiss cheese, and yellow mustard, and pickles on a buttery Cuban-style bread served with French fries. You can also grab that Encanto Cupcake there as well.
Very good.
It doesn't. I have no complaints. No notes here for me yet. Kristen, Magic Kingdom.
At Cinderella's Royal Table, you can get the creamy plantain soup, savory plant-based plantain soup topped with deep-fried plantains and cilantro. This dish was inspired by the family recipe shared by a cast member from the Puerto Rico community.
That sounds delicious.
Yes. At the Jungle, you know, we got the kids some, I picked them up when we were in Florida, some lime plantain chips.
Oh, my fave. Oh,
they loved. And our boy kept arguing with me that it's a banana. I was like, it's not a banana.
Close, but no.
He was like, look, banana.
So close. So close.
It looks like a banana, but it's not a banana, buddy.
No.
At Jungle Navigation Company, Skipper Canteen, you have the Orinoco Ida's Cachapas, house-made corn pancakes, beer-braised pork, roasted corn, Fresno pepper salsa, and avocado cream. It looks amazing. Oh my gosh.
I can't recommend that dish enough. It's delicious. Wow. One of my must-haves when I'm at the Magic Kingdom.
I think I'm going to have to go there and get that.
It's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. It's refreshing. It's lots of flavor and available all the time, not just during these 4 weeks. So if you're there and you want to try it, but not in the window, make that reservation.
Yeah, I think next time we're at the Magic Kingdom, that's what we're going to eat.
Most def.
At the Typhoon Lagoon Water Park, Leaning Palms has the Tinga de Pollo, roasted chipotle chicken served over two corn tostados with cilantro lime slaw, spicy avocado crema, and finished with coquita cheese. This is gluten and wheat friendly. As a Mexican-American culinarian, Jessica was reminded of traditional birthday celebrations in Mexico when preparing this recipe. This popular dish showcases a variety of flavors and is often enjoyed by her family for holidays and celebrations.
Pause. I just want to say it's really cool that they have these stories from the different chefs and culinarians that are there, because it adds that level of authenticity.
Agree. That
awesome that they're able to kind of put a little bit of their personality and culture into this dish instead of just kind of trying to make a Mexican burger, right? I mean, let's be honest, that was so 20 years ago for Disney. Now,
yeah,
it's really more authentic, and I applaud them for that.
We need the plus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yay. Here we go. Applause, Disney. You're doing authentic. Anyway.
This next thing is bonkers, you guys.
Well, it's your favorite, right?
Al Don.
No, I'm going to let Kat take this away. This is her place.
Okay, Kat, go to Disney.
I'm just going to do this one because I feel it's crazy and I'm obsessed. Amaretts, no notes ever at Amaretts. I can't eat anything they serve except for frozen wine drinks, which I'm not complaining. Never misses. They have a sweet mojito taco. Oof. It's a sweet taco filled with lime mousse, mint pate fruit, and meringue on a graham cracker sable cookie. Are you kidding? What? It looks like a Choco Taco. I'm obsessed.
Oh, no, it's awesome.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I want 12 of them, even though they would definitely kill me. I love them so much. cast members Eric and Ashley, shout out Eric and Ashley. I don't know you, but I approve of you 100%. I endorse you.
I don't know you, but I love you.
They were inspired by two of their favorite food and drink items, resulting in something fresh and new that honors their Venezuelan Mexican heritage. I'm going to say it was probably tacos and mojitos.
Yes.
And I endorse this message 100%. I'm on board. I don't care. It's great.
All right. Nice.
Okay, Aljun, now you go, because I will never stop talking about this if you keep letting me go.
Hey, hey, team, Kat needs a break. let's have her.
I gotta get some water. I gotta calm down a little bit.
She's a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. Cilantro food truck over there at Springs has got taquinos, which is, I think I said that right, Venezuelan white cheese wrapped with bread dough on a side of avocado cilantro dipping sauce. I'm curious. At the Daily Poutine, which would be kind of weird to have Mexican serve there, but they do have this inspired by dish, the Pastillon Poutine. Sofrito ground beef, fried sweet plantains, shredded cheddar. Back that up. Rewind. Shredded cheddar, garlic aioli, French fries, and chives. The Pastillon is popular baked dish made in Puerto Rico by the Dominican Republic.
And the
Dominican Republic, thank you. Featuring layers of sweet plantains and beef. While there are many ways one can make a pastillon, it is often features like plantains. No, they're bananas, they're plantains. Staple in food in Puerto Rican and Dominican cultures that is used in many kinds of dishes. Are poutine, in air quotes, inspired by pastillon, reminds front of house leader Elba of all those delicious pastillon flavors and textures served with a unique twist. Hopefully I pronounced it correctly.
Yes.
Okay. At Deluxe Burger, they have speaking of Mexican burgers, Deluxe Burger, of course, has a tripleta burger, signature blend patty, ham, pork belly, potato sticks, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise ketchup. And assistant sous chef Jose took inspiration from the popular Puerto Rican tripleta sandwich. Now that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Try that, according to sous chef Jose. So I'll do that.
I want the next thing. Oh my.
At Everglaze Donuts and Cold Brew, they have a dulce de leche donut.
And I think they probably have this all the time.
Probably so. Cinnamon sugar confection with a dulce de leche buttercream filling and icing. Yes, please.
Chocolate icing.
Yes.
Yes.
So
I want it.
Over Frontera Cocina Mexicana, they have a guava margarita with Centinela Reposado tequila, 10-to-1 rum, guava puree, and agave infused with Mexican chilies. Now, margaritas are an expression of the history of Mexico, with elements corresponding to some of the cultures that have been present in the country. This beverage combines this history along with a refreshing guava flavor, as this is also part of the traditions. Its flavor, color, and characteristic aroma are an element of the offerings for the Day of the Dead. Wow, how about that? All right, Kat, we're back to you.
Okay.
With the ganachery, another one of your yes. places.
The ganachery, you can get a guava ganache square. Guava ganache enrobed in 65% dark chocolate. It's gluten friendly because they knew I wanted to visit. Cast member Diana, honoring her Puerto Rican heritage, was inspired by items such as guava and the royal ponciana, known as the flame tree. Gideon's Bakehouse will also have a guava offering, the coconut guava tart, an oversized tart filled with the finest coconut, delicious guava, and a macaron top. This handcrafted treat was created by Gideon Bakehouse's very own chef, Willie Rosario.
This is only available on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, only available on Saturdays and Sundays. So prepare in advance through September 15th through October 15th.
God, I wish they had like an order takeout window.
I know, right?
Gosh.
The wait in that huge line.
Never.
Get there and like wait in line before they open.
I mean, Gideon's has got a longer queue than Peter Pan, for heaven's sake.
No, I'm good. I'm so good.
Ugh. No, you're not. You are not all good. You need to go and have some like
Winter Park.
Like gluten friend. Oh, they have a Gideon's in Winter Park.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes away and there's never a line there.
Oh, okay, I'm going to okay, we're going to Winter Park. I know where that is. We're going.
Do it. Yeah, it's like never a line there.
You serve the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. I'm never
tips and tricks,
never.
Y'all. Tips and tricks.
That's what John said.
Yeah, even. John did say that. I'm just now registering that. I had to go back in my memory bank.
Yeah. House of Blues, you can try the Cuban Delight. Roasted Cuban pork, slow roasted for 12 hours, served with black beans, Moro rice, and sofrito. You could also try the tres leches, yellow sponge cake soaked in a mixture of condensed milk, evaporated milk, cinnamon, and maraschino cherries. They also have a vanilla pudding, creamy pudding made with condensed milk, evaporated milk, whipped cream, sugar, caramel, vanilla extract, and eggs. Or if you're there for brunch Saturdays or Sundays, you could try the huevos rancheros, fried corn tortillas, and eggs topped with warm salsa, my favorite.
Oh, mine too. I love me some huevos rancheros.
Dave. Yeah. The front porch at House of Blues is also serving a Cuban sandwich, roasted Cuban pork, layered with ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, and yellow mustard, and the barbecue brisket empanadas, pastry stuffed with barbecue brisket. Those are available all the time.
My gosh.
Of course, everything at Haleo by Jose Andres is going to be inspired by Hispanic and Latin heritage, but specifically for this time period, they have some special offerings. Croquetas de jamón, traditional fritters with jamón ibérico y de pelota. Empedrat de monguetes y gamba roja, which is slightly sautéed gamba roja served with a traditional Catalan bean salad of tomatoes, onions, and calamata olives, my favorite. And piña, oh my God, I almost just cursed in Spanish because I can't read. Piña borracha, which is fresh pineapple compressed with lime rum syrup.
Yes.
Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. You can get the picadillo empanada. Empanada with cilantro lime crema. Picadillo empanadas are a traditional Puerto Rican street food made of small pastries stuffed with meat and deep fried to perfection. Chef Claudia and her friends would visit food trucks during their school lunch and order empanadas filled with picadillo, ground beef, potatoes, and diced green olives. Making empanadas now for guests at Walt Disney World is a special way for her to honor these fond childhood memories. I love that.
Awesome.
Kristen, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea.
Your favorite.
They have the Dolce de Leche Latte, a delicious iced latte featuring dulce de leche syrup, topped with cold foam, and the choice of a Coco Encanto ripple. The Disney Encanto Familia Madrigal Blend, made from premium medium roast, 100% Arabica beans from Colombia. And then they have the Coco and Encanto special ripples that you can get. Over at Paradiso 37, they have a Mexican burger, an 8-ounce char-grilled Angus steak burger, American cheese, guacamole, jalapenos, and pico de gallo on a brioche bun served with French fries. And a Paradise margarita, P37 premium tequila, triple sec, lime juice, and agave nectar. Over at Planet Hollywood, you can get the carnitas tostados, crispy gyoza skins topped with slow roasted pork, pickled onions, and queso fresco drizzled with spicy avocado cream. The celebrity margarita, Santos tequila, Grand Marnier, and fresh sour with a salted rim in a margarita souvenir glass. The Polite Pig has the smoked half chicken al pastor, half of a chicken marinated in chipotle and chiote and spices, and then smoked. It is complemented by a sweet heat of
guajillo,
chili, pineapple glaze, and pineapple poblano pico de gallo. The guavarita, corazano rosposado, tequila, guava juice, lime juice, and triple sec. Oh, Al John.
Yes.
Over in Splitsville.
You know, this is a stereo podcast. And it's so funny because Kristen likes to go back and forth.
I can't stay still.
And she's
still.
Like, on mic, off mic, on mic, yeah. off mic. And I'm like, please stay still.
She wants you to feel like you're on a ride. It's binaural audio. She's
swinging.
I can't sit still. So the entire time we do this show, I'm sure people are like, does she ever not go back and forth? I cannot sit still in a chair that moves.
No. Neither can I. It's okay.
Now we know where a little boy gets it from.
He just sees you.
It's like, no, really, I'm standing still.
I promise.
Exactly. So he'll be right at home on the deck of the cruise ship. That's
right. Oh, God. Maybe that'll keep him from moving.
Maybe. Or he'll just be like a little weeble just rolling down the promenade. All right. Over there at Splitsville Luxury Lanes, you've got the Fiesta Sushi Roll. Cream cheese and the volcano mix. Oh, I don't know what that is. Seared steak rolled tightly and topped with avocado, masago, torgashi, green onions, microgreens, drizzled with Fiesta sauce. They may have just told us what that is. And chipotle-based mayo and eel sauce. Now, I'm a big fan of eel sauce, so there you go. They also have a house-made red sangria. At Vivoli El Gelato, they have the Tres Leches tiramisu, which we've talked about in the past. Also, Wetzel's Pretzels, y'all, they have a mangonada, which is a fruity frozen guava mango drink dressed with or mixed with chili lime sauce and enrobed. No, it's topped. It's topped with mango puree. Sometimes they go topless. Topped with mango puree and chili lime seasoning. I just had to make fun of really everything's enrobed. I just wanted.
Oh my gosh, it was so.
I mean, I had to say
that
something.
That was a very dad joke.
Hey, look, I'll be here all week. I'll be here all season. At Yasake, they have the Sakurita, which is rich flavors of sake with the zesty essence of margarita. I don't know what that. Right. It's like sake with the essence of margarita. So what? It comes with like a really bad hangover. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so as long as this. Foodie guide is.
Oh my God.
They really did not need to add so many descriptive, like non-necessary words.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't be Disney.
By the time we're done, this could be an hour and a half long show.
No, we can knock this out.
Okay, let's go.
Let's hit the highlights.
Go.
Disneyland Resort, Kat.
Okay. The pretzels near Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. You can get the guava and cheese pretzel. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Cream cheese pretzel dusted with cinnamon and sugar served with a side of guava dipping sauce. Did you know? Guava is a very nostalgic fruit in Mexico. It's used in many recipes like ponche, raspasados, and tamales. It's a huge staple during the holiday season as it's one of the country's most popular fruits. I love guava. The end. Okay, so Rancho del Zocalo, like basically the whole menu, right?
Of course.
But for this special time, they're going to have mole half chicken plates, which is fire roasted half chicken topped with a smoky savory mole sauce and served with rice and beans. What?
What movie was it? With Fred Savage. It's
Austin Powers, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Mole, mole, mole.
Yes, every time.
Like guacamole. So mole, mole, mole.
Oh my God.
Word. This podcast has gone downhill.
It's just destroyed. It's
fine. Real. All right, let's talk about mole.
Mole is the national dish of Mexico.
Hey.
Chef Calvin represented the team with a recipe his family has used for generations. We love to see that. Through November 9th, you can get the Pan Dulce Sundae, which is pan dulce with dulce de leche ice cream topped with caramel sauce, whipped topping, and colorful chocolate skulls. I don't know why all of a sudden I couldn't talk. You can also get currently available the fire grilled half chicken, the chili verde enchilada plate, a trio of street tacos, the burrito Sonora, green chili cheese nachos, tostada salad with beef or chicken, the Mexican chicken Caesar salad. I don't recommend that one. It gave me food poisoning. Guava agua fresca. horchata cold brew, which I do recommend, and just plain horchata dusted with cinnamon.
Kristen's fave.
Ding. Yes. The Stage Door Cafe is serving a cinnamon chocolate Mexican sweetbread funnel cake. Classic funnel cake drizzled with cinnamon chocolate sauce, whipped topping, and Mexican sweetbread.
Yum, yum,
Abuelita and Mexican sweetbread are nostalgic during the holidays, and Chef Lorena's grandma would warm up the milk and add a little puck of abuelita, adding it into the cantarito and whisking it with a molinillo.
Very
good
nice.
For you, Chef Lorena's abuelita. Kristen.
Yes.
Go.
Boardwalk pizza and pasta. Horchata cheesecake with sugar skull decor. You also have over at Cocina Cucamonga Mexican Grill.
A ton of great stuff.
Yes.
Everything on this list is
the whole menu.
Already get. It's the whole menu. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So we don't need to tell you about that. Over at Paradise Grill, they are featuring a special Plaza de la Familia menu, and this is going to be available through November 2nd. Chili verde chicken flautas topped with avocado spread, shredded lettuce, crema, queso fresco, tomatillo salsa, and pickled onion served with Spanish rice and pinto beans. The taco estilo
Callejero.
A trio of sirloin beef tacos with escabeche,
street
Spanish
tacos.
Rice.
They're street tacos.
And pinto beans.
Yes.
Carnitas burrito. House-made pork carnitas, Spanish rice, pinto beans, and salsa verde served with house-made tortilla chips. The plant-based chorizo quesadilla, poblano onions, and mozzarella topped with cilantro crema and served with salsa roja and escabeche. The elote, which is the corn on the cob that we've talked about many, many times. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't we go over this menu?
We did. Yes.
So we're gonna
it's okay. It's all right.
So in closing, they just added the rest of the guide. It's like this is the guide from last week. Yeah. I feel like I need to edit this, but no, we're not.
No.
We only got so far.
So.
Hotel and spa stuff we can skip and just go straight to Downtown Disney if you guys want.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Go back and listen to our Plaza de la Familia episode. We talked about all this stuff already.
Yes. Okay. Downtown Disney. Shall I go?
Yes.
Go.
Okay. Ballast
no.
Point.
Did you say no?
I'm looking at Kat like straight face.
I thought you said no.
At Ballast Point, once again, carne asada flatbread, a marinated skirt steak, roasted garlic cream sauce, yada yada. Beignets Express has got churro flavored beignets dusted with cinnamon sugar.
Mm.
At night, nipples. Nipples restaurant and bar. They've got a pizza. This won't go on Sorcerer Radio. Pizza Sala Chipapa has got Neapolitan dough topped with mozzarella cheese, sliced hot dogs, and potato. Wait.
Stop. Go back.
Okay, let's rewind.
Rewind.
Pizza Sala Chipapa, Neapolitan dough topped with mozzarella cheese, sliced hot dogs, a potato piece, finished with drizzle of mayonnaise, ketchup, and Peruvian ahi sauce.
No. Oh, boy.
No.
This dish is popular Peruvian street food originating in Lima, Peru. Wow. I hope it is. I really hope it is. Because
it looks wild.
It's feral, y'all. I don't know. But that's cool. Okay. It's just, maybe it's a presentation. Maybe
to each their own.
No, it just doesn't sound good.
Okay. At Tortilla Joe's, they have the crujientes gorditas de chicharron pernasado, which is a serving for two, consisted of two corn crispy gorditas served with refried beans. Chicharron is salsa verde, shredded cabbage slaw, queso fresca, and sour cream.
That looks really good.
That does look. Ooh. Over at Wetzel's Pretzels, they've got this guava mangonada, which we've talked about.
We know
this
where
drink
cat's
is
going.
Handcrafted mango and guava slushy with swirls of sweet and tangy chamoy. With real fruit mango puree and a sprinkle of chili lime seasoning. That sounds like $1 million.
Yes, I'm getting two of those.
Yeah, so that wraps up our hugely, hugely large month that we celebrate Latin America and all of that awesome, awesome food.
You know, I know we complain about the long foodie guides.
No, we don't.
Just a little bit. But I will say, I wish that the Asian American Pacific Islander foodie guide was this long. And I wish that the African American Heritage Month foodie guide was this long. So Disney, step it up. I want to see 15 pages in February, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
There's
this
so many
is
more.
One of the longest foodie
this
guides.
This is long.
It's, oh my god,
like bigger than, I think this may be longer than the Food and Wine.
Well,
this
one, is long. Popular, one of the most popular foods, or two of the most popular kind of cultural foods in the United States, is Italian and Mexican.
Yes.
Or Latin American, if you prefer. So yeah, I mean, it's great to have they do celebrate like African American soul food month. I think they have that. They've done that mm-hmm. with soul and stuff, and the Asian Pacific Islander month food celebrations, but it's mostly concentrated on the West Coast. So yes, I see more Asian flavors and of that stuff anyway. You know, I know that
I celebrate
soul here in the Florida park. Because I mean, we're just a hop skip from Louisiana and different places. Memphis has a great culinary history of African American food, so definitely bring that stuff over. I feel like they can improve upon that. So
absolutely.
But I'm celebrating this, and I can't wait because I'm such a fan. And hey, here we are at the end of yet another episode.
I know that you guys are probably in a fugue state now because we've gone through like 16 pages of Latin American Hispanic food, but hey. anything jumping out at you besides mango empanadas?
You know, I mean, what's not to love about any of the food that we mentioned, to be quite so honest?
True.
I mean, Kristen, is there something that jumped out at you in terms of like yumminess or look wise?
I'm all about anything that has some unique flavors to it.
First of all, margaritas look
awesome. Any drink, all the drinks sounded really good. Yeah. Any of the desserts that have cinnamon in it, like that checks my box.
You know what? I like any of the stuff that maybe is only around because you have a particular story.
Oh, those were great.
Those are great because I think they're original, and there is a authentic tie-in with one of the Disney chefs or you know, culinarians that work there.
Yes.
Birria.
Oh, the birria. Yeah. Yes. Cat loves the birria.
I love birria. Birria is so good.
And I love a good flan or tres de leche. So, mm-hmm. you know, let's do that up. But also there's something really great about a good street taco. And I think that kind of food is just so simplistic, but yet so flavorful. I think it would be just something just to have, just to savor.
I want to go and try that sweet mojito taco just for Kat.
Please do. Right. If anyone eats that taco, I need to know everything about it.
I do too.
Everything.
Honest. I really do. And believe it or not, I'm also a fan of mole. Mole, 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 mole.
I love mole. Ugh.
Mole. On that note.
You didn't ask Kat.
Oh, Kat, what are we liking? What are we liking, Kat? Before I'm
out of here. Goodbye. The Rosa La Pina La Mezcal. That drink, it looks so beautiful. I'd love to try that.
Yes.
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can play me off. Like I'm at the Oscars and I'm taking too long. I'd like to thank my family.
It's my fault. It's my fault. I have fake cues at the beginning of the show so people can laugh it up and laugh at me because I am just doing the cues.
It's a mystery which show is the second show. Like you would never know.
I would never know. And if you're watching the video, we're still wearing the same clothes from the last
You'd never know.
From a few shows ago. Because
it's a mystery.
Except I'm not wearing a sweater.
When this second show airs, Kristen and I would have seen the Smashing Pumpkins in Nashville.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh.
When does this second show air? Monday?
Monday. So
I will have seen the Jonas Brothers.
You would have seen the Jonas Brothers
for the 47th time.
Yeah, the Smashing Pumpkins, one of my favorite bands, and hopefully I'll get to meet him. If I get to meet him tomorrow, I'll let you know, Kat.
Ugh, I'm so jealous.
Tomorrow. Sing,
what's that song that I love by the Smashing Pumpkins?
1979.
My favorite Smashing Pumpkins song. So good.
Yeah. Mine starts out with "The world is a vampire."
That's a good one too.
I love that. Aries are here. I'm like, yes.
And by the way, their new like their new double album is amazing. Hey y'all, this is about Mexican street food.
Listen to this music we're recommending while you eat Mexican food. It's fine. It's great.
Gish. Their first record cannot be beat. No.
It's number great.
Number one in my heart and number one in other people's hearts. I don't know.
Get me out of here. I got to finish cleaning before my mom gets here, you guys.
All right, let's get out of here, y'all. Thank you for watching the show. It's all in our show notes. We'll just say goodbye. I'm just joking. Oh, no, gosh. Go ahead, Kristen. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you were very entertained and enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. You ding are it. The you're the reason we do this show.
We should
so
have a shirt called
please
just ding
support
it.
Us by also sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. And speaking of support, if you enjoy what we do, consider becoming a supporter on Spotify. We'd greatly appreciate it. You can also shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Store, and Garden Grocer. And you can find all of them in the show notes or at diningatdisney.com. Yes. Al John.
Right. So you can find me on Instagram at Al John Go. You can also check out my podcast with former Disney creative and all-around great guy and renowned author Dave Bossert, Skull Rock Podcast, about pop culture, film, and what we've been watching. It's great. Check out Catastrophe, old cat at Catastrophe at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E on Instagram. And check out our podcast, Eat the Pictures, a bite-sized podcast about food and film everywhere podcasts are found. You can also check out Dining at Disney there at Source of Radio at srsounds.com. Also at diningatdisney.com. Our whole bunch of podcasts over the past 10 years are there. Check that out. Also Instagram and X and other social media sites. Cat.
Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. For all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, like we said earlier, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. I feel like I said something that was not right. themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. She'll send you on the best vacation of your life. What are you waiting for? Email her. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
R.I.P. Steve Smash Mouth forever.
Oh, so sad. And Jimmy Buffett.
Rest in peace. Aww.